The Oracle is back!
Keywords, topics, investment, education, economic update, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension update, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabalujo, empowering you for wealth.
Retirement is a blank sheet of paper. It is a chance to redesign your life into something new and different. Not the end of the road, but it's a beginning of an open highway. Hello, good morning and welcome to another exciting Thursday's episode of your weight class on Radio Stockwatch. My name is Ruth Ibikunle. Before we talk about retirement, let us visit the Nigerian capital market for an update on the transactions that took place yesterday. Nigerian stock market on Wednesday closed on a positive note as the All-Share Index appreciated by 0.12% to close at 38,968.34 points from the previous close of 38,920.50 points. Investors gained 25 billion naira as market capitalization grew by 0.12% to close at 20.303 trillion naira from the previous close of 20.278 trillion naira. An aggregate of 141.4 million units of shares were traded in 3,079 deals, valued at 2.97 billion naira. The market breadth closed negative as 14 equities appreciated in their share prices against 18 equities that declined in their share prices. UNDP led other gainers with 9.64% growth, closing at 1 naira 82 kaba from a previous close of 1 naira 66 kaba. Northern Nigerian flour mills and Oando, among other gainers, also grew their share prices by 9.59% and 6.21% respectively. Transcorp Hotel led the price decliners as it shed 10% of its share price, closing at 4 naira 50 kaba from the previous close of 5 naira. Consolidated Allmark Insurance and Prestige Assurance, among other price decliners, also shed their share prices by 9.43% and 8.33% respectively. Universal Insurance traded about 17.99 million units of shares of its shares in 12 deals, valued at 3.597 million naira. Zenibank traded about 9.71 million units of its shares in 269 deals, valued at 229.36 million naira. United Capital traded about 9.34 million units of its shares in 113 deals, valued at 76.22 million naira. Going on a short break now, you will definitely meet our guest when I come back. Please don't change your dial.
Chapel of Impactation presents Emerging a Leader and Financial Giant in the New Age. We will be having four keynote speakers. Adedeji Ajadi, Finance and Management Consultant. Topic, How to Develop a Professional You. Olumide Adeleye, a Nigerian Social Entrepreneur. Topic, Guides to Acquiring Competitive Skills. Adeolu Akiemi, Business Leader, Serial Entrepreneur. Topic, Becoming an Under 30 CEO. Vincent Arifalo, Medical Doctor. Topic, How to Discover Purpose Early in Life. Date is Saturday, 25th September 2021. Time, 11 a.m. prompt. Venue, 95
Ibaja Agege Road.
By Shofunde Bus Stop, Agege. For inquiries, contact Wale on 0816-131-8569. Bolaji on 0903-234-2440. Don't miss this lifetime opportunity. Be there.
Welcome back. Yes, it's time to bring you the experience of another retiree on our retirement segment of the program this morning. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, madam.
It's good to have you on the program this morning.
Thank you very much.
All right, sir. So our audience would like to meet you.
Okay, my name is Matthew Ujuleu. I am from Kaba in Kogi State. Born in 1954 for a family of Chief Paul Ibituashe Leu. And I grew up in Kaba. School. Did my primary school in Kaba, St. Mary's Primary School, Kaba, and also St. Augustine's College, Kaba. And after finishing, I went to Kaduna. There, I proceeded to Kaduna Poly, CAPS. And after finishing, then I got an appointment with NNPC in 1980. I retired.
Oh, all right. So all through the time you were in employment, you worked in NNPC, Kaduna?
I was with Material Management Department. And I was the supervisor in the warehouse. There in Kaduna, I worked for some time before I was transferred to Jos Depot. And from Jos Depot again, I worked briefly again at Musimi Area Warehouse. And it's our headquarter. Then it was headquarter before it was moved to Abuja. Musimi is at Ogun State, near Shagamu.
All right, sir. So what year did you retire?
I retired in 2004.
How old were you, sir, when you retired?
I was about 50.
Oh, okay. So, but, okay, you had spent like 35 years in service, or because you were not 60 yet.
That time it was a rational retirement by Obasanjo. So it was only, not only me, it was a mass disengagement. That's a retirement from NNPC.
Did you see the retirement coming that early?
I didn't expect it. But when it came, I had to retreat. I took it.
Okay, so okay. Say for example, you were still hoping like maybe until you're 60 before you retire and all of it. So, did you put any kind of plan in place to like you're planning for retirement? Like, okay, when I'm 60, I'll retire. This is what I'll be doing. But the retirement now came early at 50. How were you able to cope? What were those things you had put in place before?
When it came, it was just we as a man, I just have to take it over. I mean, take it that way and. I fought on with my life. And it paid us our gratuity. And that time, the gratuity was enough for me to establish something. But instead, I went in to fix my money. Because I was afraid. I went and fixed it in a bank. Money in bank, yes. And then some later, I now started buying shares. And then... from there to there and there and there, I was just taking the interest of my fixing for my own personal use. But my capital money was still fixed.
All right, so you were able to cope with the gratitude you were given from...
With that, exactly. And then after this ordeal, I went for a business. People are just saying, I can't just stay just like that I will get older than my age. So I went in to do a business, which took me to Ondo town. It was into oil business, cut oil. That's where I was given a dealer to run at Ondo. So I was there for some years. After it, the thing didn't work for me. So I have to, and then came back to my home base, Kaba. And that's where I am right now.
So, okay, so what happened? Why didn't the business didn't turn out the way you planned it? What happened?
The business, there are a lot of things that I as a Christian, I will not be able to cope up with. So that's what I opted out from there. So instead of me getting profit now, I was using my pension, paying salary. So the thing didn't give me any turnout.
All right. So when you left Forte Oil in Ondo, what did you now do again? Did you just stop at that?
Yeah, I came back again to my shares, and now the share is no more lucrative. It's a bad business right now. Then fixing, shift, bad business now. Nothing is forthcoming. So I was just doing some little up and down business within the town, or maybe Abuja. If I have any other person giving me contract, I'll go there and do it, and then come back to Baba.
So in short, that means pre-retirement plan. You didn't have anything in place, like, oh, this is a business I'm going to fall back on when retirement comes. This is what I'm going to do. You didn't have like any plan at all.
I didn't have it.
All right. So the money fixed in bank now, is the money still there? Over time, you have spent the money?
No. It's no more there again. There are a lot of things. As a family man, I have to touch it. Do one thing or the other. You have your children marrying. You are the one responsible. You have to go and spend and fix. I mean, the children now are not doing any serious job now because no employment in town. So... I'm still the one still giving them some financial help.
If you could turn back the hands of time, say if you could go back to the period before you retired, what would you do differently in planning towards retirement?
Lot of things. If I knew that, the time I was due for retirement, that was when I was retired. I have a lot of things to do. Many plans that I had in me. There's one business I wanted to come and set up at a local chair, but with that, no.
But when you got, well, when you got your gratuity, you could have as well at least put a little into it and set up the business.
No, not really, not really, not really, no, not really. Instead, because the fear of our green business is in me, the fear, yes. I'm not in, so when I was a civil servant, I was never involved in doing business. So now I'm forced to go and do business that I've never had any opportunity to do before.
Okay, so you're not really like a business-oriented person. You're more like a career person.
And that's just the problem.
If you had to advise your children right now or this current generation in employment, what would you say to them using yourself using your experience right now to like advise them? What would you say to them?
My advice to them is to save very well for the rainy day. That's whatever they are getting, let them not use the two hands to eat. That they should at least one third of their income, they should put it somewhere that will not touch.
But looking at the way Nigeria is right now, in your own time, things were relatively cheap. Inflation was not at this rate. The rate of dollar to naira wasn't at this rate. Okay, so and people were getting at least a good pay at the period. But now, even the take-home doesn't take people home. So how at this present age, how would a regular Nigerian be able to save one third of the salary that is not even enough to take care of his or her expenses?
You just have to sacrifice. It is a sacrifice. It's like when you are supposed to use two naira to eat, I will make you to use one naira kobo to eat instead of using the whole thing.
All right, sir. So generally, how would you say life is in retirement for you?
Retirement, well, it's okay. So I'm alive, and I'm healthy, and most of the time I do keep to myself, no much outing. I rest well, and then few friends still come. You know, as a human being, they say a friend who has we have more friends. And since no much on me, I have very few limited friends, so I keep to myself.
That's an interesting one. All right, thank you so much for your time this morning, sir.
It's a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Life always comes with surprises. It's either negative or positive. For Mr. Matthew Lewu, retirement came early for him at the age of 50, and he didn't see it coming. He had no prior knowledge of running a business and was scared of venturing into any because he was afraid of what the outcome might be, maybe from one or two experiences he had in the past. But the best way to conquer fear is to start by any means necessary, not staying put because of fear of the unknown. It's either you succeed or fail, but it's best if you try. Either way, you would have learned something. His experience reinforces the fact that you need to start early while still in employment. That way, you would have made mistakes, corrected the mistakes, and improved on whatever you have ventured into. If you want to wait and use just your gratuity, which may not even come as at when due, the fear of losing the money in business may not let you take that leap. The kind of life you want to live in retirement is entirely up to you. Start making plans now so you won't be miserable in retirement. No matter how bad your income is, save, save, and keep saving. Do your research well and ensure you don't just dabble into any business without fulfilling all righteousness and may end up losing your savings. That's why we draw the curtain on the program this morning, because our time is fast spent. StocksNG.com is just a click away. For inquiries, you can call me on 0703-134-1703. You can also call the same number to be added to our StocksWatch Telegram group. By the special grace of God, I shall be coming your way again tomorrow. Same time, same station. I remain yours sincerely, Ruth Ibikunle. Bye for now.